Welcome to Dear Alice, a lifestyle approach to interior design. Hello, everyone.
Hey, Jess.
Welcome to Dear Alice, guys.
Hello.
Oh, we have a juicy one for the people today. But first, I want to know what's going on with you guys.
Corey, you go first.
I'm
picking out a menu. I'm just like, come to me last. Let me think about
me. Get back
me.
To me. By the time you're done, I'll know what I'm ordering.
And then Sue will still ask the waitress, what would you order? Or surprise me after after waiting. Yes.
Better than I do.
What's been on my mind all like, I'm a little bit worried. I'm going to Indonesia. Did you know that?
Uh-huh. No.
Adam, Bennett, and I are going
Get
to Indonesia.
Down. Yeah. Why are you worried?
Those two are going on a honeymoon to Indonesia without me.
Hey, yes. I'm so excited to go with Adam. It's going
to
be such a fun trip.
Let's go to Morocco,
trip.
Me and you.
I actually am like so nervous. I'm like, you guys go and tell me how it goes.
Drew got me freaked out yesterday. Cause now I'm like thinking like, man, like, do I carry a backpack and put my laptop in there? What if I get robbed and my laptop's gone? Like, but then if I don't take it with me, I don't have any. You
Drew know, has like an ab. There's like an absolute 100% chance that these guys are getting robbed. And so when you do get robbed, because you will, how do you want to get robbed?
Yeah.
Exactly. Like what do you want to lose when you get robbed?
So and he's like
you have to have something.
For sure not your passport. So hide your passport somewhere in the hotel that the maid can't find it.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So that's just been
keep money in more than one place on your body. Cause when you get robbed, you don't want to get everything robbed.
Get swiped.
Just the one thing robbed.
Yeah.
Bend over.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're going next month actually, which is crazy.
You're going in like a month. Exactly. Almost.
Yeah.
You guys, that's going to be so much fun.
It's gonna be cool.
Three different airplanes, several days to get there.
38 hours. I think I chose the
supreme package,
the lowest travel time. Cause we have like a couple long layovers, but, And then I asked Adam, I was like, hey man, do you want to pay like $260 each to get like the unlimited legroom? So he'd be in like the front, you know,
for sure.
He was like, yeah, that's what he said. For sure. And I'm like, yes,
he does that on every flight.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Adam's fun to travel with.
I'm so excited.
You guys are going to have such
a
great time. I did
keep up.
He has very long legs and he takes long strides. Yes. And Suzanne's little strides are like, she's like running like a millipede behind him.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Got that, Adam. Got it.
I did say to him, you have to be so fun with Corey. He's like, babe, please, of course. I'm going to represent you well. Don't worry.
That's awesome.
Don't make us look bad.
I'm like, you have to say yes to everything that Corey says he wants to do.
I told him, because he's
kind of a no man. He says no to a lot of things to me. Cause I'm like, I got a great idea. And he's like, no, that's crazy.
That's funny.
Yeah. So,
well, I'm just going to have him do outlandish. I'm gonna be like, I want to do this. We're going skydiving in this crazy line.
That's amazing.
That's so good.
We develop our own product at Alice Lane. And so we have a couple of factories over in Indonesia where we have the product handmade. And so they're just going over to do like a Goodwill tour to go see all the artisans and check things out before they ship on the containers coming over. We have a lot of new things to see. I can't wait. A lot of new product launches this year. I feel like we must have been in creation all year last year.
Yeah.
Actually, I would say the same thing for Alice Lane Interior Design.
OMG.
Because this year we are shooting all of our projects, like all year long is a photo shoot. Yep. I think we're just like,
please someone just like write all these on a calendar. Cause I think we have like five in June. Can we just like space these out?
So we have all these baby chicks, hatching in both departments is like all these new products coming and all these new projects for you guys to show. So I cannot wait. If you don't follow us on Instagram and you want a visual of all of this, for sure, follow us on Alice Lane Home to see all of the products and Alice Lane Interior Design. If you want to see all of these new projects that are going to be popping up. So it's going to be a very juicy year.
2023. We said 2023 was going to be big.
I said that at the beginning. Yeah. I still feel it.
I do too.
Yeah,
I absolutely do. And you know, I was going to say on like the Instagram feeds and stuff, write in not only your questions for this podcast, but also write in what you want to see. We have so much content. And so if you guys want to see more of one thing than the other, we don't want to waste anybody's time. We want it to be the absolute best.
Yeah. And we never know what you guys are totally wanting. And so we just regurgitate and put whatever we want out. But then I'm like, oh, they want to see how that's made, or, you know, they want to see how the sausage is made. Let's show them. So
exactly.
Anyway, yeah.
Yes. Couple things. You asked how I was doing.
Yes.
I'm doing good. On my bathroom remodel, I emptied out the bathroom and we're about to demo.
Oh my gosh.
Which means tile, I think, is going to start on Friday.
Oh my gosh. You guys remember last time we were together podcasting, Sue likes to do what we call the emergency remodel.
First remodel.
which is when you buy a 1971 ranch house and then things start to fail on the home, which means you get to do an emergency remodel. Ooh. So Sue's mom was watching the boys and her socks were getting wet in Suzanne's bathroom, which meant the toilet was malfunctioning.
Like, it came out, my socks were wet.
Yeah. Weird. So Suze is doing an emergency remodel of this home that's never been remodeled.
No.
Since 1971.
It is original vintage.
Well, wait. I think that we have evidence that it has been, because there was vinyl on top of the vinyl.
Vinyl on top of vinyl. And then
on the bathroom floors.
And then laminate.
Is that a remodel? Is vinyl on top of vinyl?
I think that's a cover up.
Yeah.
Based on the homeowner's last taste, I think she liked to remodel. And remodel to her was go down to the peel and stick and get yourself a new floor. You know what I mean? So I think your home's been remodeled three times with the same tastemaker, which is the 1971 Cowboy's wife. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Barbara Park. Listening out there. Howdy.
Yeah.
That's
so anyway, Susan's been, she's been
in creation
digging up, digging up the old finishes on this bathroom with a kitchen spatula, down to the final base layer where there's no more vinyl. And that's where she's finally going to lay her tile. And she's been crafting a remodel of both the kids' bath and the primary bath.
And I emptied out all the cupboards last night.
Fun.
So they're going to demo.
The purple cupboards?
Yeah.
So excited.
Yeah, guys, it really is a nice shade.
So this weekend is...
That's what I hope.
Wrecking ball.
Yeah. One of my guys was supposed to come last night to start talking stuff and he didn't show up. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, tis the life of a remodel.
Yeah.
Wow.
Working with subs.
But you guys, I am going to document it. Jess is just like, so you got to document this.
Yes.
So I took the picture of me holding my baby with a kitchen spatula on that floor.
I can't wait.
Here we go. Wildcats.
Yes.
Here we go.
We need to have a separate segment on ALID of Suze's bathroom remodel, because you guys, I'm giddy. Sue did this little mashup, this little pick stitch together of all the things that are going to be with a little sketch. It's super cool and very original. And I know everybody's going to want to see it. So keep us posted on the emergency bathroom remodel.
Gotcha. Yes. And I'm not doing one, but when you're doing one emergency remodel, you should just throw the second one
because you give a mouse a cookie.
Because I have a camper bath over by the master suite.
Yeah.
Gonna tear that sucker up.
Yeah, you are.
Got a tile guy.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. You got the subs coming anyway. Good stuff.
We got to get to the podcast. Jess, real fast, how are you doing?
I'm doing really good. I have we are on spring break right now while we're recording the podcast. So I know y'all are, you know, about 6 weeks ahead of us right now in real life, but we are having unusual amounts of snow loads, and we had a monster storm come through, and I have water dripping out my can lights. And I just want you guys to know, this is a new build, so this home's only 7 years old, and I should not have a roof.
Not even a cowboy.
It's a 30-year roof. So we're not really sure what's going on, but when we did that podcast with Jeremy Fillmore, landscape architect, talking about taking inventory of our homes in the spring, I was like, "That's what he meant." I cannot imagine the amount of inventory Utah is going to have to take of their homes, their roof systems, their landscapes, which, because we've had so much snow, the deer have come from the mountains because there's no food because everything's covered. Mm-hmm. So they're eating our yards now. I don't even know what's going to be left of my yard, to be really honest.
Heads are falling off.
I'm just like...
Feels like that.
Adam?
Is it in your kitchen?
In the hallway, heading back toward the kitchen, the main hallway, dripping on the hardwood floor. So I have three bowls sitting in my hallway with a paper towel in the bowl, because it makes a knocking sound when it hits the bottom of the bowl. So the paper towel dampens the sound, so it doesn't sound like we're trying to make bad music. Bennett,
like, does she lick up the water?
I don't think she even knows what to do with it, but I'm just like,
that's crazy. That's stressful to me, for you. That's
so stressful.
So I said to Adam last night, perhaps we get flood insurance this weekend, because next week is going to be 60 degrees. And Utah just got 2 feet of snow overnight,
which is actually more. I was reading an article, like it's like finally it surpassed our last highest record. It was like 26, and now we're at 29 or 30 after this last storm. So Cox, the governor, was just like, "Hey, everyone,
get flood insurance.
Flood insurance, but then just like just pray that we have a slow melt that it doesn't get too hot, and because that's the fear of when that's when things start to flood,
which is why we want it to go to 60 or almost 70 next week and then kind of cool back down a little bit, because that'll let some water down the canyons and you know, it'll be a slow melt rather than like all of a sudden we're in June and it's 80 every day and
we can't stay high in our kitchens. For right now, just a little bit at a time,
yeah,
just little heat waves.
Oh, blessings. Man. Blessings.
You know what? Mari's been stressed out about it. And I've just been like, God knows what he's doing. She's got to.
You know what?
Everybody within the sound.
I placed my roof in the fall.
Everyone within the sound of my voice that lives in Utah, get flood insurance.
Brace your boobies.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Good times.
What are we talking
about today? Well, we're going to do a little podcast on metal finishes.
Oh,
we had a listener question that called in, but then we've also just had a few of these hot topics in our own minds that we felt like we should solve. So we're putting them all together and we're calling it metal finishes. Sure. So Tanya Bollinger said, she wanted to know from us our favorite finishes for cabinet knobs and pulls. She said polished nickel for plumbing, ? Thanks for any advice. So 100% Tanya, you're right. You're going to do polished nickel for plumbing. I think we've warned every listener within the sounds of our voices that
we said that 16 plus times at least. So you should remember that, listener.
Yes. And also they remember that we've said silver is king from here on out. Like, people are just starting to march. We're seeing it in fashion. Yep. Home is a laggard. It's a little bit slower to catch on because these are such permanent fixtures and installations. But because fashion is showing silver, 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 I mean, it's just a massive, massive thing. There's varying shades of silver, from pewter to nickel to blackened nickel. Mm-hmm. There's different shiny to dull, like a pewter would be dull. Shiny is this beautiful high gloss. Mm-hmm. So there's different ways to skin it, all within good taste, sophisticated to casual. But for sure, you're going to do the polished nickel for your plumbing. Polished nickel, again, is a warmer version of silver. It's not as cold as chrome. It's more expensive than chrome, but you're going to love it.
You know, it'll be more long lasting. Mm-hmm. It is what it is.
And it looks more expensive, weighted, I think, too. Warm.
And you know, it still mixes the best with other metals if you're a mixed metal household.
Yes.
Which I still think is still a thing.
I agree.
I don't think we're like saying no to brass altogether, but we're going to see an influx of silver in this next.
And I think it's a very flat look to stay with all one thing throughout any home, you know, whether it be, you don't use brown leather sofas with brown leather chairs with brown accent tables, just like you're not only going to use silver finishes throughout the home.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I think you're going to mix
like
in a few.
Starter home is like, especially like when we first started this, was like all brush nickel.
Yeah.
Like everything was brush nickel. Like the hardware, do you turn like the door open, everything was that finish. And you can just like, you pinpoint it. It doesn't look traveled. It doesn't look interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Looks dumb.
Super lame.
Yeah.
It looks lame, guys.
I love
it. Boo sandwich.
Okay. So let's tell her, if she's got a polished nickel plumbing, what is she going to use for her cabinet knobs and pulls?
You know,
it
what?
Also depends on the finish of your cabinetry.
I was just going to say, I was going to say that.
Yeah. Because you want to flatter it. And so, we don't know. We don't know the whole story, Tanya.
You know,
Bollinger. Let's just pretend it's a white kitchen.
If you're a white kitchen, you know, I'm still going to, we've been doing a lot of kitchens and baths lately. Mm-hmm. I have been sticking more with the polished nickel on the hardware, right now. If it's like a smaller bath or, you know, like a little accent moment, go ahead and do a beautiful brass on your hardware, if that's what you're feeling, but you're just not going to want to replace all the knobs, everything in your kitchen when you tire of it, you know? And then I still like it in lighting a lot, depending on the light. So I think I love it in framing. I love little bits of gold. And so there's other moments in your home to bring gold in. And I just think polished nickel, we know it's going to look good if you're stain grade, you know, like brass is going to get lost and it's too hot. Two hot finishes don't look good together. So Yeah, I would say polished nickel.
Also, I think all of the colors in general are warming up. So if you're talking wall color and like, let's say you're doing a white kitchen, your whites are warmer, they're more organic, they're more earthen. So that polished nickel looks really beautiful against a warm white. And that is a super gorgeous, sophisticated combination. So I think in general, you'll warm up your paint finishes, you'll cool down your metals.
Your wood flooring. Wood flooring is kind of leaving that white oak that was like really almost gray tone that everybody was like so jazzed about. We're seeing warmth coming back. So all the more reason to kind of balance out the temperature gauge.
Yes. So, cheers to that. Yep. Okay, let's get into different ways to finish metals.
So this...
Corey, please.
These are how finishes are put onto metal is when we're talking about. So we're not necessarily, how is a brass finish?
How is brass born? Yeah. How's it made?
It's a combination of zinc and copper.
Oh,
so hey. If you didn't know that, yeah.
Look at you, chemist.
Yeah.
That's great.
So there are a couple, like if we're talking about light fixtures or even plumbing fixtures, there's an electroplated, which is going to be probably bottom of, you know, lowest price point.
Like when it gets old, you start to chip away at it and you're like, what's underneath you? You big liar.
Yeah, exactly.
You big liar.
So basically there's like electromagnetic current that like kind of films metal, and they use like sheet metal most of the time, like something cheap, like steel or something.
The wood tile equivalent.
It is. But unfortunately it's everywhere. And maybe like your guys' take on it. If it's up somewhere and you're like not seeing it, and the downside of electroplating is sometimes it like really turns green. Like you've seen a green brass finish. Mm-hmm. That's like And it's hard for them to control
that.
That's
the true colors coming through.
Yeah. So if it can be a good electroplated, like I believe you have your pendants. Are those electroplated?
Yes, they are. Which, you know, I forever have just been like, yeah, they're brass and alabaster. You know, my kitchen pendants are. And the closer I looked at them, because we were curious one day and I was like really like knocking them around and using a towel and cleaning over them, I'm like, well, I'll be damned that there is an electroplated finish.
Yep.
That's not indeed brass. And you know, you just like pick them out of a catalog. I'm sure most of us in this room, or most of us listening, I should say, might not for sure know what it is. Mm-hmm. I mean, your designer's going to know. And I generally know for our client, but because I was kind of designing with my eyes closed on my own home, because I was designing so many other homes and didn't have time for my build, I was just ordering up favorite things that I was excited about and just totally didn't even note the true finish of what was going on. I still love them.
Yeah. Well, Sam,
I like, still buy them. Good. They were not cheap. It was still a luxury line. I was just surprised that they electroplated the brass finish.
Had it been real, like it might have been, if it was real brass, maybe it was double the cost though. So
something had to give.
Yeah. That's why, like it doesn't always like warrant to be made out of real brass, especially if the person or the company doing it can do it well, and it can be a good and not too green or.
Yeah. And then you don't have to have the care of a living finish.
Yes.
Right. Because we've all seen, I think one of the most popular examples that I can give that a lot of us might know what this is, I think Waterworks has these beautiful unlacquered brass faucets, which are all the rage. But as soon as water starts hitting it, it starts to sort of verdigris and just sort of change. It's a living finish.
It's our rage. It's not everyone's rage.
It's very romantic. Yeah. People are obsessed with it or they hate it, right? It's very controversial. It's living design. It feels honest. It feels very cool. Those that do it just seem like, they're just effortless.
It gets better with time. Honestly.
Yeah.
But if you like, we had a client where we had that from this line called Classic Brass. Uh-huh. Yes. If you are looking for just some variety in finishes, like beautiful finishes from brass to nickels to just everything under the gamut that's well made. Mm-hmm. Classic Brass is your go-to. This is not sponsored by Classic Brass, although
we're big fans. Brass. We're super fans. Yeah,
we are. But we got some hardware in and it was beautiful. It was the finish. She saw it and then she got them up and anyway, she wanted to have something that was completely consistent that would look the same today as it will in 10 years. At that point, we had to return that and get more of it's still from Classic Brass, but more of a satin brass, you know, where it's kind of fixed, you know, it's not unlacquered. It is very lacquered and it's sealed and it will look that way today, now and forever.
Yeah.
But people, it's so subjective, just depending on if you love perfection, this homegirl loved perfection.
Yeah.
She wanted to look that way forever. So, but you and I think we're more open to just like
the living, you know, finish. The free stuff. Yeah, totally. So I think that's really good to know yourself in finishes though, which is why we're doing this podcast, so that you, if you're a perfectionist, you are not going to want anything unlacquered. You're going to want to know that that is stayed and true. And you are going to really love lacquered brass, or you're going to love electroplated if it's done very, very well, or even gold leafed. I feel like there's some beautiful fixtures that are
painted, like a painted brass finish can look really good. It just, the artist that does it has to be.
And it's not going to be changing a lot. So
Good talk.
Okay, so we talked about electroplated metal. There's painted metals, and then the natural finishes, which we just talked about. Yeah. So,
or painted, that's also like powder coating.
Yeah, that kind of falls in that category. And then on plated, because there's electroplated and plated. Plated is more of like a chemical, like dyeing of the metal. Mm-hmm. So it's more expensive because it takes a lot longer to do. To achieve. And so the difference, the best example I can share of that is like chrome, like a really cold chrome is going to be electroplated most of the time. And then like a polished nickel would be plated.
Okay.
So they're like,
That's a really good example.
I know there's we've had this thing with these showers, you've seen them all in these magazines where they have that beautiful like nickel bracing around the glass panels, and it's lovely. And we all love it, you know, and you're just like, yeah, sure. Show your builder. Like it should be able to be made. Not so much, guys. It is really actually quite hard. We found one automotive shop here in the state of Utah that had a vat big enough to dip the frame in polished nickel, but that's also dipped, you know, so that is plated, you know? And so anyway, it's just been fascinating to kind of understand like, what do you like the look of and how easy is it to actually achieve, and what different techniques can be done to get you to that end point, and how much is it going to cost?
Yeah. And how much time do you want to spend on
exactly, it? Exactly. Where we should have just done a Euro glass door had I known all that thing and just done the nickel buckles and beautiful hardware.
Yeah.
Hindsight.
Yes.
It's beautiful. But just know that when you see that in the magazine, to do your homework. And this is why we're doing this.
Exactly.
Sorry, yeah.
Tangent. Yep. Keep going.
That's great. Let's get into the different types of finishes. So we've got brass, we've got nickel, we've got bronze, right?
We did talk a little bit about this in our like mixing metals podcast that was released like, I think it was like 14 months ago, 16 months ago.
Oh, we've been doing this long time.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But we were talking about like pairing metals together, not necessarily like defining the finishes.
Properties.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Properties.
I do think bronze has a real place today.
Oh, amen.
I think it's really lovely paired with wood finishes. And I think
Jen Dolan, didn't she, from Arteriors, she said that like, wasn't it bronze and brass were like what, like they were like feeling.
Yeah.
You know, so anyway, it definitely, you'll be seeing that. And I think the bronze that we all love is still the one that feels like a living finish. Mm-hmm. It's not powder coated to look like a finish. It's not flat.
It's not oil rubbed.
But you see the movement. It's like black. A really beautiful warm brown.
Yeah. And it's not the oil rubbed bronze of the early 2000s, guys.
Yes. That thank you for different. Clarifying.
That
yes.
is different. But there's a warmth in it and I think a real integrity to it. You like, when you look at it, you know that it's real metal and you can see like
it's honest.
It was welded. Yeah. It's honest.
Yeah.
Which I think, and it pairs well with all metal finishes. I think it's just a nice contrast. Mm-hmm.
There's an imposter in every finish.
Category. Yeah.
Like it's
a cheaper way to do it. The people go ahead and envelop.
Yeah. And like, if you buy doorknobs that are oil rub bronze, like it's going to, you know, it's going to look like bronze. And then in 8 months time, that's going to wear off and you're going to see this like pink coppery, like finish underneath it. And it's not nice.
It's not nice.
Yeah.
It's not cozy.
Yeah. Let's give the people some things to look for when they're buying fixtures. This is if you really care, if you're a big purist. And also, I mean, I think we need to understand what we're getting, but also note that these real true finishes come with a cost. So there's also a budget point involved. But I think if you educate your eye as to what the real ones look like, you'll do a better job getting a really good fake that the finish won't change on you and that you'll be able to live with and feel really good about, even though you didn't spend double for the real finish, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what are some things that we would say to look for when buying, you know, the different metals and finishes?
Maybe let's start with brass.
Yeah.
Right. So I think we have a few different products in our own line where we have like an actual like real brass, like on the Beatrice Etagere. And when I saw that thing for the first time, I was like, that's brass. That is stunning. And it's something that's close that you're interacting with. And so I think therefore that's where it counts. You know, it's on the ground. I can touch it. I can inspect it. But then we have some lighting that's brass like, and the tone of it's really good, but that's not real brass. Corey, you guys can kind of share what that is, but the actual, I think what I'm saying is like, even when it is painted, just make sure that the tone is right. That you see it kind of from all angles, which is the really color, hard to do online.
The undertone. And see it live. Yes.
Try and see these things live.
So a lot of our lighting is plated. Some people call it hand dyed as well, but it's still in like the plated category. So it's going to last longer than like an electroplated finish. But it's not real brass. You know, and like we were saying earlier, like real brass, like our Etagere, for example, like that will tarnish with time. Some people like that. And if you don't, I mean, I guess, you know, don't buy it, or you can clean it with a product like Brasso that is going that's going to give it a temporary seal. Basically that's what it's doing. It's like removing, all the grime and then like kind of resealing it. But that's something you have to do, you know, often. Or if you just want to kind of keep the tarnish on it, you clean it with vinegar that will like clean the product, you know, disinfect and kind of, you know, remove some of the grit and grime from it, but it'll still like keep its tarnish. But yeah, sorry, I was explaining that and I forgot your question.
You're talking about just like on some of our lighting.
Yeah.
Kind of
and,
that finish.
And then on like a plated finish, you clean it with just like regular cleaning products. So it's no big deal. And in my opinion, if it's like a light fixture that's like, you know, up on the ceiling or something, I don't necessarily know if that totally warrants to be real brass unless you absolutely want that look. That's my opinion.
You're a purist. But you will pay for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and it's beautiful.
Yeah, I agree.
And we sell all of it. So.
Yeah, we do. And we actually scrutinize the details to really figure it out. For instance, our Winnie lamp, which is a bestseller, that is a hand-dyed.
Yes.
And I think it looks, yeah, see?
I have
it looks really, really good. Yeah. Just kind of come in contact with that. And that's something that is at eye level and it has a shade that's mostly covering the whole harp and finial and that whole bit. But I think it's done very, very well. It's got movement to it because it's hand dyed. It's got a strié. And it's something that we're working on right now with some mirrors. It's just getting the frames hand dyed because they look really great. But the price tag we felt like just didn't warrant being in all brass to hike that price even higher. And I think people are going to love. I mean, we know that everybody loves Winnie. It's probably the best selling lamp that we make, and that's a hand dyed.
Yep. And it's just a piece of it, so that's not necessarily the meat and potatoes of the piece.
Yes.
You know, like the body is crystal. So I think if that entire lamp was going to be brass, like I would probably want a real brass one, like kind of like our original, every product that we create, we'd have at least a couple of prototypes. I would say at least three is probably on average.
Yeah.
And the Alice vanity mirror, I don't know if you remember, but we created that in like a hand dyed finish first. And we were just like, exactly. Yeah. It's like, this is a bummer.
I feel like because you're so up close with it and you're interacting with it and you're getting ready in it every day and it's right at your eye level. We just launched Alice a couple months ago and that is real brass and real marble on the base and it deserved to be. And I feel like the price was still in check with other really beautiful vanity mirrors. And I'm really proud of how that came out.
Me too.
Yeah.
That's so pretty.
And same with Beatrice Brass Etagere, real brass. You're coming in contact with it. You're close. It's sitting by your freestanding bathtub. Do you know what I mean? Like it really deserves a moment. So anyway, those two are real. We're really proud of them. We could take cost out of them by doing them in hand-dyed metal or electroplated, but I just feel like some of these beautiful bathroom pieces, you know, you guys are spending so much time getting the right faucets and the right mirrors and the right marble that these gorgeous, honest living finishes kind of deserve to be with all those great choices that you made.
Yeah. And I think the profile, like pay attention to the profile of the piece, because Beatrice in a painted finish or a dyed finish would be such a bummer. When you brought that prototype to the floor, or you, I think I just saw it maybe in the office or something. Mm-hmm. I was just like, oh, I hope that stays brass.
Yeah.
But because it's just like the actual form of it. It just feels there's no time that you can identify it with.
Yeah.
It could have been designed 100 years ago. And so therefore it should be in real brass. So
Yeah, that's cool. Great. So that's brass. Should we talk about, let's talk about anything in the silver category, whether it be nickel, polished nickel,
that one's
blackened nickel.
I feel like there's so many, there's a lot of like offenders on
in the nickel category.
In the nickel category as well.
Nickel to chrome, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, yeah. Like, and the silver category, I would say, cause then you have like that, like the electroplated or even sometimes plated, but they're really like brush, like brush nickel. That's just,
it's like hiding all of their sins.
Yeah.
They're like, just brush it. And then nobody can tell what's happening.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like orange peel. Like, you ever see the seam?
Yeah.
I don't like brush finishes.
Yeah.
Like on, I guess on the, I just don't love them. I prefer
they're usually more affordable.
They for sure are.
Right. Yeah. And then there's more imitations, I feel like, in the brush category.
You can see more fakes.
You don't fingerprint, which I think is what moms are a fan of. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
And but so, it just always looks dull.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I would almost pick a chrome versus a brush.
I will say I have a brushed, doorknobs in my house, and I think it's fine. It's not at my eye level. Okay. I think it looks very pretty and I don't see the fingerprints on any of my doorknobs. So that's a category that I think is okay for brushed.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. My faucets, none of them are brushed. They're, you know, they're polished. And I think it's really beautiful with water coming out of a polished metal. Mm-hmm. Oh, so pretty. Yeah. Mm. So I think those kind of things are closer to the eye level, but I don't know if you guys have a hard, fast rule for that. Knobs on the kitchen cabinets, you know what I mean? Is it polished nickel or is it brushed? If you can afford polished, do that.
I would. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of polished nickel finishes that I've been since we've been like developing product, and some that are an actual like nickel, like polished nickel, they still are kind of rooted in a colder like tone.
Mm-hmm. Interessante.
And if I'm, you know, if I can hold two together, we're actually developing some hardware, and they sent it to me, and they sent me what I, you know, the finish I sent them and what they made. And I was like, can you tell that this is blue, like this is what you did is a blue undertone. When I sent you is like more of like a yellow. So a little bit, you know,
warmer.
And they like, were like, yeah, I mean, it's really close. I'm like, no, it's gotta be the right. And so I've just been kind of tweaking that and stuff. But so that's something to really pay attention for or to.
Undertones.
Feel like, yeah. Is the undertone of it.
Yeah.
And I think it will, you'll love it for longer. I think it's more timeless. Mm-hmm.
And you can't quite put your finger on what that is, you know, which is more elusive, very interesting finish, which makes you want the thing that your grandma has.
Yep.
Is because, like, you know, it's a more pure form of the metal.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Agreed.
It's more, valuable.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on, you know, time and money and, you know, kind of where you're at on your journey there, maybe you want to replace your knobs. Maybe you're not in a hurry because you are in a home. It's not a new build. You don't have to get in. The mortgage isn't coming due or whatever else is happening. And you have the time.
I have time.
And you're just like, this year, I'm just going to update the hardware in my kitchen. And it's going to make me feel really good about my kitchen. And then I'm not going to have to move because I made some updates.
Saving money. That's what that is.
Absolutely. Then just buy the knobs of your dreams and get the polished nickel, you know. Mm-hmm. But if you're getting into your house and you run out of money and you're at the end of your dollar, then yeah, you're probably going to do something brushed and silver, and you're going to tell yourself in 5 years, I'm going to repent for this. And I'm going to get myself the knobs I really dream of.
Yes, you are.
So there's reasons for all of these things. It's a spectrum of metals. We're just trying to help guide you through the Holy Grail of what we think that you're going to love and you're going to want.
Yeah, just get curious and kick the tires, you know?
Yeah.
Like just did on your lights.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Do we want to talk about, I think bronze, we kind of know, you know, what the faux is and what the real is. So we can probably say we know what to look for there when we're buying a bronze thing.
I don't know if I see it here. I don't know if it's iron or... I don't know what you would call that. Like if we're doing like a stair balustrade, you know, we have all those posts. A lot of times, like it'll be easier for the metal fabricator to powder coat something to look dark. I don't love that look, you know? And so I want to feel like, I almost want to feel like the welding and the forged joinings, like, so I know that it's real. And so I don't know if that would be more like iron or steel.
Yeah.
I kept mine raw.
Yeah.
at my house. And I like the movement. They asked me, they're like, do you want us to treat this? And I was like, no, I actually like that. So again, that kind of goes back to your personal preference. Mm-hmm. If you want perfection.
Yes.
Versus, something more living. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I do feel like in general on balustrades, mm-hmm. for as long as we've done this mm-hmm. for,
yeah,
it's always been beautiful to do a blackened iron railing. Mm-hmm. Those don't mix. Really, you never do a brass one. You never do a nickel one. You always stick with this brass, with this blackened or bronzed,
just forged,
everlasting looking railing. So I think that is kind of, I want to say
evergreen.
Without trend, but you know, obviously sometimes wood balustrades are a thing and sometimes metal are, but I do feel like these estate homes, which is kind of the norm for what we're working on, If you can afford to do it, and if you're going to do it custom, it's going to be iron, right? Yep. Yeah. So, and whether it's sealed or not sealed, living finish or not living finish, it's always going to be an evergreen, gorgeous estate feature. So
it mixes well with whatever else you're adding and something that you're not going to want to redo.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you're in an existing home that you love the address, you love the schools, you love your yard, you love it, but you want to make simple updates. I think balustrades are those that are a real fashion plate in the home. And so doing something, with a beautiful bronze or iron railing is just like the estate feature.
That place too.
Funky runner is right.
That combination, I think that's a real facelift,
I agree.
Yep.
Swift lift. Fashion piece. The swift lift. It's not a full facelift. It's just a half of one. Swift. Yeah. Okay. I love it. Any other things you guys want to say about metal finishes?
I think that was it. Just be cognizant of what you're buying and
Get curious. Yeah.
And not,
you'll love it for longer if you do that.
Yeah. And really, again, back to the online buying thing, since that's such a prevalent thing for us, we're just always on our phones and it's easy to buy. Mm-hmm. See if there's a local showroom that you can go see that, or really look at the description of what they're saying.
Yes.
And then ask somebody that knows.
Or buy one knob. Don't buy all your knobs.
I just did get that in my bathroom and I'm returning them.
Because you don't like it.
I don't like it.
And did you buy all of them, or did you buy one?
I just bought like one set, and Tom inspected them. He's like, I don't know, like the way they joined these. That's not going to last.
Yeah.
And they weren't like necessarily cheap, but cool look, but mm-hmm. We know too much, and it's good.
So if it's online, buy one, mm-hmm. kick the tires, know if you're going to be obsessed with it, and then buy the rest. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great. You guys. Good topic.
I know.
If you guys have any topics for us that you're dying to know or want answers to, we would love to answer them for you here on Dear Alice. Just send them in to DearAlice@AliceLaneHome.com, and we will catch you next time. Hey, thanks for listening. If you like our show, please leave a 5-star rating.